For the Central African nation of Congo today, a glimmer of good news after 10 days of horrific fighting. Rival tribes in the northeast of the country have signed a ceasefire. The Lendu and Hema tribes have been battling for control of the town of Bunia. The violence has left hundreds dead and caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. The United Nations says the situation is still unstable, and there's no guarantee the ceasefire will hold. Nancy Oku-Bright is humanitarian chief for the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo. She arrived in Bunia on Monday and headed straight for the UN hospital clinic.
When I arrived the first evening, there were people who had come in with machete wounds. There was one woman who was the most shocking of all. She had a very deep gash in her head. She had a bullet wound in her abdominal area. She was bleeding profusely. I mean, people were slipping in her blood. And she was perhaps the worst case. Actually, perhaps not the worst case. We had children as well who had come in who had had their hands chopped off, or there were attempts to chop their legs off, but they didn't succeed until the legs were dangling. So it's been very awful. We have a lot of casualties.
Have you been able in any way to keep track in the last week of how many people have died or been injured in these attacks?
Well, it's very difficult to say how many people have died or been injured. I mean, we've seen, as I say, quite a lot of injuries, certainly in the hundreds, coming through this little clinic that we set up. But we have not really been able to go into sort of areas of the town and find out who's in their homes wounded. You know, so we're trying our best to ferret ill people out.
Mm-hmm. We've seen reports that the situation is so unstable that there are bodies decomposing in the streets and it hasn't been safe for people to try to collect them. Have you heard that or seen that?
The first night that I arrived here, we even had a body in our compound that was just lying in the garden. And the reason for that was because there was no way to actually get out there. You know, there were gunshots being fired all over the place and it lasted straight through the night. People were even afraid to pick up bodies that were lying, you know, in areas close to their homes, partly because anyone seen picking up a body from another ethnic group is immediately considered to be an enemy.
Apparently, a great number of people from Bunia have sought protection or sought shelter at the UN compounds in the town. Can you tell us about what their situation is?
We have probably about 6,000 people literally at the base of the UN compound. And when I say the base, I mean at the foot of the stairs. You cannot step 2 feet from the foot of the stairs without actually coming into people who are literally, you know, on their last legs. I mean, they're healthy, but they are in a very desperate situation. And one of our concerns has been perhaps the emergence of cholera. We've had several cases of severe dysentery, and that concerns us tremendously. So we have provided people with potable water. So it's, you know, we're trying to deal with this crisis at hand, but it has proved overwhelming in many instances. But fortunately for us, we now have more and more humanitarians that are arriving every day. So, you know, we may really be able to assist with the task at hand, but it's not easy, I have to tell you.
There are also reports that tens of thousands of people have fled the city. What are you hearing about where they've gone and how they're faring?
Well, you know, we've just been so focused on the people who are here that we really haven't thought very much about the people who've left. We do know that there's tens of thousands that have fled towards Beni, for instance, which is south of Bunia. There are quite a lot of people we've heard that have gone to Uganda as well, but we don't have any figures on that. But basically, we know that most people have fled Bunia. It's like a ghost town.
Given the news that there's been a ceasefire signed today in Tanzania, have you heard any reaction from people there? Are they hopeful that this may now be at an end, or have they seen this sort of thing before?
Everybody is hopeful that this peace deal would put an end to the violence. Everyone is. Today, when there was news of the peace deal, people cheered, but I still think there's so much trepidation. So, you know, people, I think, are careful, they're cautious, and they will wait and see, you know.
Well, Ms. Bright, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nancy Oku-Bright is humanitarian chief for the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo. She spoke with us from Bunia.